Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites! Welcome back to our 23rd show of the year, 2015, 37 in all.
Oh, man!
We're killing it. Freaking doing it.
Wow.
We are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from the Danger Room, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network, YouTube.com/PopcornTalkNetwork.com.
Speaking of YouTube, did you know we hit 24,000 views on one of our shows 2 weeks ago?
I did not.
Yeah.
That's grand.
I just want to say thanks to everyone out
there
who tunes
everybody.
In. It's
Thank
super
you.
Rad.
You can also find us through Popcorn Talk's website, PopcornTalkNetwork.com. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Twitter, at Marvel News PTN, on Facebook, /Marvel News Show. Like us, comment, play with us. And if you guys tweet the link to our show, we'll retweet you. The booth will retweet you.
Wait.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll get a whistle. Yeah. Hello, audience. Anyway, I'm Matt Key, at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco, at M Placco.
I'm Koi Jandro, at Koi Jandro.
And with us... today, the very special guest, El Mayembe!
How y'all doing out there?
Oh, yeah. Nice. Come on. It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay. Let it... The audience loves you.
Yeah, digital audience.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're getting oohs and ahs. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
I don't blame them.
Thanks for having me.
You've got a face for screen and a voice for radio. Like, you are just...
Thank you.
You're killing it, man. You've got a Heroic Hollywood going on right now.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, where we can find you or anything else?
Sure. Basically, Heroic Hollywood is a startup that I started on June 1st. It's what's today's date, the 17th or the
18th? 18th.
Yeah. 18 days old.
Oh my gosh.
Doing some record-setting traffic that even I didn't anticipate I'd make for at least 90 to 180 days. It's something... I've been working on for the past year, so something I wanted to always do. Like, I was at Latino Review for 13 years and saw like three colleagues leave their respective outlets that they've been with for 10 years as well, and decided, why not them, why not me?
Exactly.
So I gave it a shot, and I wish I would have done it sooner, quite frankly.
You're having a blast, huh?
Oh, I'm having it's a lot of work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being a webmaster is a totally different side hustle now for me that I have to... take very seriously, but it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I'm still putting together a staff, still working on a little minor side issues, but the people seem to be responding very well to it and all the scoops and stuff. That's, you know, they just want their scoops.
You're the scoop master.
Yeah, that is you.
Oh, thank you.
I know. We all quote you in the industry.
Oh,
I mean,
man, like
200 people in the room. I'm like, whoa.
It's all real.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait
to read that. It's crazy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, thanks for having me on, man. I like the Popcorn Talk Network. I've been here on Schmoes.
Okay.
I did the DC show. I did
The Schmoes.
Meet the Movie Press. So I had to
guys.
Do it. I'm doing my whole tour of Popcorn, the Popcorn Talk show.
Yeah.
So
making
of course
rounds.
I had to show you guys some love and stuff.
Yeah, well, you know a lot of people over at Marvel. I mean, at least you seem to.
A couple.
Here and there. So anyway, well, yeah, we're going to get rolling.
Okay.
Feel free to interject whenever you want. We're going to be throwing out, like, we don't have a whole lot of news today, but what... If you want to create some news, we're going to be okay with that.
I mean, Marvel likes to scoop us usually an hour after the show. They'll announce some big news.
That's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Like, somehow Thursday afternoon is the time to release
that. Yeah, like, I am the world's biggest Doctor Strange fan, and literally 18 minutes after our show, they announced Benedict Cumberbatch.
Wow.
I was getting tweets from all these fans like, oh, my God, did you get to record that? Did you? I was like, no.
I got a funny story about that real quick. When they were casting that about a year ago, I was here and I went to see John Wick. All media screening of John Wick. So people were like, yo, Feige's here. You know? So then I see him with his kid. He's a cool father. He's taking a kid that young to see
John Wick.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So he's there. So everybody's like, oh my God, Feige's here. You know? I was like, dude, he's a regular guy like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know? So at the end of the movie, he's looking at the poster. walk up to him, and it's like, I tell him, because I thought at the time Keanu was in the running, I tell him, that's your guy. And he looks at me all perplexed, and he tells me something that I'd never forgotten. And he, but they were probably deep in negotiations with Cumberbatch, so they probably figured that I'm not on the story because I was wrong. So they go, 2 + 2 doesn't always equal 4, my friend. He said that to me. When I see him again, I'm going to tell him that. Hey, you're right. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah.
But every time I run into him, he's a mensch, the guy. You know, so nice guy.
Yeah. He seems like he would be an amazing guy. Like when we were at the Marvel event that they did last year.
Oh, that was awesome.
Slate. I was like, I just want to go get a beer with him and not talk Marvel. Like, I just want to like, what was your life like before all this? Like, he seems like a cool guy. So, anyway, let's jump into the news.
Sure.
We've got some Civil War coming up. We've got some Gambit news to talk about. Some news out of Denny's.
Yum.
Where it really matters.
Yeah.
Denny's news.
Like Marvel Denny's, I know.
It works so well with Lord of the Rings.
Moon's over my Marvel. Marvel over my hammy. Get out. Should I get out?
I think that's a self out.
It's a self out.
I'm proud of
get
you.
Get out, Matt.
Whoa.
But first, we're going to start with some Spider-Man news. We don't have any new news. Not really. But it is like we're all very excited about it. We're not excited about this.
I don't think news in this case is news with that particularly.
Yeah. I don't think excited is the word we would use.
Well, not for this first little bit, but Asa Butterfield is rumored to not be in the running anymore for the role of Peter Parker. We don't know what happened. We just he's not in the running. Maybe he would never actually was. We don't know what kind of sources the other people have, but he's not in the running anymore. So do you have anything do you know anything about that?
Last reported, I mean, I've kind of stayed hands off Spider-Man story because every reporter's chasing it. So it's like I have a thing when everyone is trying to scoop the same thing, I kind of back off and see how I could stand out or do something different. But in terms of Spider-Man, I think Marvel wanted, they like Charlie Plummer.
Yeah.
But Sony likes Tom Holland. Remember, they're still the original rights holder. Mm-hmm. They still have a standalone movie to make with the guy after he makes his appearance in Civil War. The problem is that Marvel likes a lot of young actors, you know, besides that are younger than 18. And there's child labor laws that only allow them to work 6 hours a day on set, which could be problematic for a studio that is very aware of the numbers and they like short shooting schedules.
Yeah.
They don't want to double a shooting schedule because they're working with a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Hence why the other studio likes like Holland and stuff. So, hey, for all we know, this could be one entire rug pull. None of these kids are the cast, and it's actually Butterfield. You just don't know. But I have a feeling he has to report to set pretty soon.
Yeah,
they have to make a decision any minute now. It could happen today. It could happen after the show. It could happen this weekend. We'll see.
With our luck, it will probably
18
be 15
minutes.
Yeah.
Show,
18 minutes.
This is my Doctor Strange, so I mean, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Deadpool's
well
into it. I'm ready. Like, Spider-Man and Deadpool are my boys, so it's going to be 18 minutes after the show.
No,
it's not
going to
be Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
So I'm going to be upset. I want college professor Spider-Man Jake Gyllenhaal so bad.
Aww.
Like, I want the adult. Like, that's been my
dream. He's jacked right
now.
He's
going to
be something.
I want that so bad.
He's
going to
be something. One day he's going to, I don't know, be DC or Marvel, but
he's been
maybe after softball.
It sounds almost like you're saying someday that Jake Gyllenhaal is going to do something.
I haven't. No, absolutely. No,
no, it's like he's going to make a man of himself.
He's going to make a superhero man of himself.
No, he will. Yeah, he will.
I mean, after Nightcrawler and Southpaw 1-2 Punch, I want him to be in a blockbuster and just come back. Like, Prince of Persia was what it was. We need him to be like an enterprise. Like, I love Jake
Eddie Brock.
Sign me up.
Yeah,
anything. Just Jake and
Adam Warlock.
I love him as Adam Warlock.
Oh my god,
yeah, he'd be fantastic.
That would be amazing.
Or Cletus Kasady if they stick in the Spider-Man universe. But Adam Warlock would be great because he'd be the same thing.
He's a little too jacked for
right now. Yeah,
Carnage.
Nightcrawler. Did you see Nightcrawler? That was Cletus all day.
Yeah.
Ben Foster for Carnage. Just saying.
Ben Foster for everything.
Ben Foster for everything.
Just stop it. Just stop it.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
What do we have? A lot of people.
303.
Oh, that's great. 304. I see 304. Hi, everyone.
Hey, 304.
Let's see if we can get up to 501 so we can start making Star Wars jokes.
Yeah.
May as well.
Right.
Make Ken Napzok happy with
crash.
Us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get out. But in the running, still rumored to be in the running, are Tom Holland, Charlie Rowe, Matthew Lentz, and Charlie Plummer. So let's throw those pictures up real quick. We've got, I think Matt Lentz is up first.
He was another contender, yeah.
Oh, he's so young, though.
So young. Like, that kid looks like he runs around with, like, the big dog Beethoven. Like, he looks like he's primed for a Beethoven remake.
He's the one from that new Pixels movie, right? Yeah. Is that correct? Yeah. So we haven't really seen him in much because he was recently born.
Yeah.
I'm aware of his work.
That's hot.
He's recently born. Who is that? Plummer? That's Plummer.
Like his look.
I love his look. Yeah. I haven't seen him perform, but I love his mm-hmm. look. Like
That's some pattern game right there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. The plaid with the
kid rocking
so
it.
Nice.
I like that.
Do you know anything about Lentz or Plummer? Like, have you heard anything about them?
Just what's been reported, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And this is Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm. He's in Atlanta right now golfing.
I don't think he is. I looked at his Instagram a couple days ago to confirm that, and he posted a picture where he was in England.
Interesting. Well, I mean, he's had some days in between the report
if
of the Atlanta.
If only there were some things that people could travel really fast to go places.
No, some of these Marvel fanboys are, like, really stalkery. So I had this one guy. He's like, I remember when Asa Butterfield was stuck on... Mm-hmm. Asa Butterfield's going to be Spider-Man because he's on a delayed flight out of O'Hare. I looked at the O'Hare flight schedules, and it's the only flight that's delayed is the one to Atlanta. He's got to be Spider-Man.
Oh, my God.
There's some stalkers
out there, man.
Yeah, man.
Or, you know, also, like, everything that's not filming in L.A. seems to be filming in Atlanta right now.
Well, is X-Men still there?
I don't think X-Men was ever filming in Atlanta. I think they were up in Canada.
Oh, okay. I thought they... Okay.
Well, like the first class filmed, it's south of Atlanta on the coast.
Gotcha.
Over by Savannah.
I think Apocalypse has been in Vancouver. Okay, yeah, I think so. Or Toronto, one of the two.
With Ryan Reynolds conveniently next door.
Yep.
Please.
Yep.
No, Deadpool and everything.
I think he's their next Wolverine.
Absolutely.
I think if the Deadpool movie does really well... Like
Gyllenhaal.
Yes. There's our next Wolverine, man. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
He would be a good Wolverine.
He's the right age. He's got the right body for it. He's physically... I always run into him at Runyon. When I go to Runyon, I see him topless. I'm like, dude, really?
Man,
okay. I need to go.
I'm going to go when you go to Runyon.
I hear so many people like run into celebrities at Runyon. I'm like, why do I not go to Runyon all the time? Like...
I like that kid from Kingsman, too. He said that if they go really young for Wolverine, he's been, like, lobbying for it. And that kid was great in Kingsman.
Kingsman was strong.
If they go, like, super young, which doesn't really work at all.
I can't see them doing that.
But if they do that, what's Ultimate Wolverine? They had his son as the thing.
Or we could just have Doc. No, let's not have Dokken.
Is it Dokken? I say
Dokken, but that's just... I always say things weird.
Anyway, this is Charlie Rowe. I saw that picture online earlier this week. I was like, oh my God, that kid is Peter Parker.
He's he's my vote. I don't know if he'll get it, but he's the one that I personally like the most visually for. I don't know his work, 'cause I don't watch Red Band Society, but I like the kid for it.
Yeah, like he just looks it. Like those glasses, the hair, like he looks like he's in a lab.
And
like,
he played young Andrew Garfield in Never Let Me Go. So I kind of like the symmetry of that. That's cute. So
that's, yeah.
Fun fact. Anyway,
so those are the guys that are in the running, and like we were saying earlier, who's in Atlanta?
Holland.
Tom Holland. Tom Holland was in Atlanta, and he posted this picture on his Instagram saying, "Hey, I'm in Atlanta golfing, whatever." And everyone was like, "Oh my God, he's still in Atlanta," just because he's like he went to audition. We all know that they were already in Atlanta. Maybe he's just hanging out for another week because he's got nothing to do. Yeah. Like,
you have
whatever.
The Robert Trent Jones golf series in Atlanta and Georgia and Alabama. They're really some of the best golf courses in the Southeast. I mean, if you're into golfing, it's a good place to go.
And they auditioned so many people. Like the finalists flying out there makes sense. So I mean, why wouldn't he just be there?
Yeah,
I love how excited people got over a golf photo. Like I even
well, but it's the fact that Holland was in Atlanta. Like they were like, oh, he's still in Atlanta. That must mean it's like, no, I don't think that must mean it. It just means he's still in Atlanta. Like they were all there.
I hope
they have really good food
week.
There. Maybe you want to go to Vortex, get a burger. I mean, we don't know these things.
Yeah. So, and anyway, like I was saying earlier, like he posted a picture where he was in England. So like
and
now he's not
there.
There's
another kid that was just like, I'm not Spider-Man.
Chandler Riggs, Carl from Walking Dead.
I love that it's news though. I love that like it's an exciting thing to be like, also not Spider-Man, went out, but hey.
And everyone's like, oh my God, you went out for it? I did. Yeah, I did. I didn't get it though. But I didn't get it. That is kind of cool to know that they were looking at him. I think he would have been great.
Mm-hmm. He's got the look for it.
You know, he's never home. Walking Dead joke. I'll get out. It's fine. That's two get outs.
Somebody
for me.
Gets out for that. Yeah,
man. I have this thing where when Coy makes a terrible joke, sometimes Meredith, mostly Coy, I tell him
just
to get
once.
Out.
Just once.
Hey, Alan gets out all the time.
Oh, Alan gets out. We
but
have another guy
to,
that comes
like,
in.
Send us into the corner outside of the room.
No, I just want you to get out of the room because you're telling terrible jokes. So jumping over to Marvel Studios, we've got some... What?
Did look at the comments. It's Borisov. Not Borisov. I'm listening.
He's really actively engaged.
He's also actively engaged in like running a website and being
our honor.
Okay. Oh, good, good, good. Mm-hmm. Being a media mogul. Like,
trying.
Yeah, you're like splitting your attention between three things. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we've got Ant-Man news with Paul Rudd was talking about Ant-Man. I can't remember who he was talking to, but he said one of his quotes was, to be in that Marvel, this just came out today, to be in that Marvel world, but kind of somewhat in a bubble on the solo movie, and now to kind of have these experiences where I'm standing opposite Captain America, it's been a surreal ride so far. It's really only just starting.
Oh, so he doesn't die in Civil War.
Good, that makes me happy because the rumor I was told was that he dies, and I was like, they can't kill him off that early. That would make
me
really
sad. Died in the comics.
I know, he did.
Everyone died in the comics.
Everyone is, to be fair, everyone's died in the comics. But it would be weird to do his death story. Like, if they did it right out of the comics,
like
the Scarlet Witch is crazy as hell, and here comes Jack of Hearts, and everyone's like, what?
Who are these guys? And, like, we're not invested yet at all in Paul Rudd, so killing him would just be like, good to meet you.
You were cool for a little bit, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think
there's not as much
Scott
invested.
Lang, it'll be long term.
I'm getting like, the more I see with Ant-Man coming out and like the last bits of trailers and everything, I'm getting more and more excited. And then the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives that came out, like the little 0.75 inch, like it's like so not articulated, but so cute. But then they have the big pack that you have Giant Man and different versions. I'm like, oh my God, I care about Ant-Man. And the new Scott Lang based Ant-Man comic is really fantastic for those of you who kind of want to read some stuff. I think it's in issue 7, so you can go pick up some back issues of the trade will be out, and it'll give you a really kind of good feeling for this character.
I'm curious how much the MCU style of things is going to affect the new Marvel comic reboot. Secret Wars is basically a reset, so I'm curious how much they take from, because Ultimate influenced the film world, and now if the film world influences the comics,
the film
world
has been influencing the comics for a while, because the new Guardian stuff, I mean, they're drawing the characters similar to them. They're acting.
Yeah, Chris Pratt's effectively Star-Lord now instead of what Star-Lord was.
And they're really fun. Like, it's a I know there are comic fans who are very unhappy about some of this stuff because they're like, oh, they're ruining everything. But, you know, in order for comics to continue in the way that we have them, we're going to have to update. We're going to have to make them more accessible to the newer, younger fans.
It's like when New X-Men came out and they all had the leather outfits they had in the Fox movies. I feel like that's going to happen post-Secret Wars, where everything's just like much more MCU-based. And I'm really curious how that affects the movies long-term. Like, will we be a snake eating our own tail at some point where we just have created so much of the same? So I'm intrigued.
Speaking of Comic-Con... Marvel may not be there.
But yeah.
They branded every light, like the official San Diego. My partner was down there yesterday looking at a venue. So every light, they're already up. Every light post and every official San Diego Comic-Con banner that's on all those light posts is Ant-Man.
Didn't you? Really? You guys tweeted that yesterday.
Tweeted yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. It was
they're
really
all over the place.
They're making sure their presence is known. That's smart marketing.
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
That's very smart.
And the rumor is that they're going to show the movie. They're going to have a screening of the movie down there as
Ant-Man,
well.
Ant-Man, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would make sense, timing-wise. It'll be done.
Yeah, absolutely. It comes out the week after.
You guys saw that photo of like the sixth reel they finished. They like wrap sound on and everything else. They're still tooling away. So we're getting there. Can you imagine being that close to like a date, knowing it's coming up, and you're like sitting on this billion-dollar franchise? Because Ant-Man's a really, it's a bold move, and just being like, okay, sixth reel, sounds done. Next.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
But we had, people were like, oh, Guardians, what's that going to do? And
Screen Guardians at Comic-Con? Didn't they screen Guardians? One of the films screened at Comic-Con that was due out in a week. Didn't they have a private screening of one of Marvel's big tentpoles that they didn't have a press release on? Do you guys remember that?
No.
I don't
In the last
that.
5 years, there was like one private screening that was super tiny that I wasn't
I don't
at,
remember that at all.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys next week. I'll find out.
Yeah, find out. I know that they did like a short film thing that like right after the Avengers came out, like, and that was like just like a fan thing. You had to like do an obstacle course kind of thing.
Well, they had Godzilla last year that was like really exciting thing screened and everything else.
Yeah.
2 years ago. I don't care. Comic-Con, it's a mess. I can't remember.
They all blend together.
It's just one
weekend.
We've
been at so many.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to point out that Juan Vasquez says that El Mayembe is actually doing five things right now at this second, just moving so fast you can't see it.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah,
he's fantastic.
He's the Quicksilver of
of Scoops.
Of Scoops. He's Quicksilver Scoop. Scoop Silver.
Scoop Silver.
This is a Marvel show, yeah. But there's a presentation that DC's doing for everybody to see. It's going to be bananas as well.
At Comic-Con? Dude,
I was talking last week about it. I'm excited. I'm super excited for DC's presentation because I'd like to see what they've got coming.
Now, I'm not talking about the Hall H thing. I'm talking about what they're going to have on the floor.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Because
the last couple of years,
Marvel has kind of won the show floor. They really bring out a lot. And DC, I'm like, I want to like your booth, but I'm excited. Sorry, guys. I'm a super nerd for booth design. When I was at E3.
Then you're going to love this one.
Oh, good.
I'll give you a hint. It was recently at the Licensing Expo in Vegas. That should give you a clue what they're bringing.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my favorite. That might be my favorite suit next to Deadpool's is Batfleck.
I don't know that it's there.
I'm saying if it's there, Batfleck suit, I need to just be in the presence of.
Oh my God.
For the record, as I see in the chat, I am not fapping, okay? My hands are above here. I'm going to keep my hands above my head.
See what the live thread does, man? The live thread rots a guy's brain when he sees it happening. This is the internet. It's scary out there.
T.I. also hinted at his role in Ant-Man. I think he was on Seth Meyers, and all he said was, "I'm Ant-Man's homeboy."
Cool. Yeah, Scott Lang has a group of boys and stuff, and Michael Penn is one of them, and I forgot the name of the character, but T.I. is one of them too.
Yeah, I love in the trailers with Michael Pena. Is it Michael Pena who goes, "How'd you do that, bro?" he's like, "Look at your shoulder."
T.I. steals the show in most things he's in, man. Yeah. I think he was in Entourage recently. He's consistently entertaining. Yeah, he's so charming.
You know how many kids he has? He has bops of feet, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Entourage, surprisingly fun.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I'm into the whole weird drama gossip of Hollywood as objectively. So I really enjoyed seeing a movie that just to the 10th. Kissed it up. It was fun.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
It's no Mad Max. But what is Mad Max?
And we've also, I think, 4 new TV trailers came out this week for Ant-Man.
Yeah, they're unloading.
They're unloading. It's like a Gatling gun of trailers. There's trailer, 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 trailer. The ant cannon of trailers.
One day, Marvel.
You're never going to get the ant cannon.
It's already there.
It's already there.
In my head, Paul Rudd is launching out of one right now.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
Hunter S. Thompson.
But I will say, we were saying earlier, every single trailer makes me just a little bit more, Avengers, was like, all right, we get it. Stop. Yeah. Just stop. Yeah. Ant-Man, I'm like, oh, no, okay. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit more. That's good. Yeah. Okay.
It looks bigger and bigger, and I'm really excited for the presentation of I'm excited for the scope of what Ant-Man looks like it's becoming. I'm really excited.
Yeah, same here. Moving over to Civil War news super fast. Ruffalo's teased that he could be in Civil War, but all he said was that Robert Downey Jr. told him that he's in it, so that means it must be true, right?
Yeah, I love that. The idea that Downey Jr. just is all powerful.
He's the Godfather. He's the Marvel Godfather. He's just like, oh no, you're in it. Hey, Feige, put Ruffalo in it.
And
no.
They hate that.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, he's technically the union delegate for the Avengers, for the actors and stuff.
Oh, that's
raises and everything, didn't he?
Last fall when it was first reported that he was going to be in Civil War. Before that, there was an acrimonious divorce. Perlmutter was taken aback by him and stuff. And his union delegate, the superhero AFL-CIO. so no, they took issue with that until Feige sat down with his agents and stuff, made it work out. But from what I understand, Downey Jr. sticks up for his fellow, actors and stuff.
That's
whatever
so
he wants,
cool.
he pretty much gets. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if he says he's in the movie, that's confirmation for me. Because he gets his way, much to Marvel's frustration.
I loved him lobbying to get Mel Gibson a directing job at Marvel.
Oh my God.
Mel Gibson put up $1 million security deposit on a human, so to speak, for Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. When Robert Downey Jr. wasn't bankable, when no one would hire him, Mel Gibson's like, trust me, Shane Black. And then Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is incredible. Yep. Everyone should see it if you haven't. And then it got his career back. Like now he's the most profitable man in Hollywood. And so I love that Downey remembers that. And he's like, let's get Mel back. Let's bring him back. I'll return the favor. Come on.
He'd probably get that too eventually.
Yeah. I hope so, man.
He should direct a Marvel movie.
That's so good. He's such a talented director.
Now, how much longevity do we have, Robert Downey for in these films. I mean,
I think he's there till the end of Phase 3.
Oh, thank God. It makes me so.
He's there till the end.
I can't have anyone
else. Have they changed his contract, or have they not heard like the true details of it?
No, he has a deal in place all the way up till Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
But they amended the contract when they found an opportunity for him to be in Civil War and other things. Mm-hmm. Maybe something coming out in 2 weeks. Oops. you know, so they. It's just adding clauses and stuff, but they're very shrewd negotiators, and so is he, and so is his team. So that's why it got a little testy with each other until Feige stepped in and was like, hey, everybody cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the guy from Jersey's here. Let's work this out.
I mean, he seems like a good businessman. He's got his own, like, production company now, and he's running stuff, and buying more islands with all that Marvel money. Like, I'm sure he's real upset about another
Infinity War. He's creating Jurassic World, on his own. Like, we're gonna see him with, like, a cane with an amber mosquito in it shortly. Like,
I hope so.
Just Downey Jr. on a raptor doesn't seem like a weird image to me.
Yeah, no. Going and finding, like, the paleontologist Bob Bakker and being like, hey, let's go build a Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but they got Chris Pratt now, who's now a megastar.
Oh, my
God. Did you see that letter that Marvel sent?
Yeah, the tweet yesterday.
I loved that. That was really cool.
Congrats, Pratt, on record-breaking weekend.
Yeah. Marvel literally sent out a congratulatory, like, image of Chris Pratt.
Feige did. It was Feige personally, on his Twitter.
I love that.
That's super cool.
And the T-Rex is holding Mjolnir, and the Avengers are looking up. And I love that, like, because that's what they used to do. Like, George Lucas and Spielberg had that back and forth, like, congrats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there was just so much heart in that. Like, that was beautiful. I really liked
it. Because, it's a business, and business competition, but it's nice to see that.
Yeah, he's a mensch, like I told you, the guy.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
But I also feel like, you know, after a certain point, you can be really competitive, but there's got to be an old world Hollywood charm here, and you got to support, you know, Pratt made them a lot of money with Guardians. It's going to make them money. So
I like in our live chat, Sekou Machiavelli says, hey guys, how about this? Star-Lord uses the Time Stone in Infinity War, goes back in prehistoric times, and controls a team of raptors with the Time Stone.
Okay.
That's the only way that movie's plot hole is solved.
Yeah. Done. Done. So that's Civil War. Moving on to Fox, we don't have a whole lot over there except for some Gambit news, but we'll get that in a second. Days of Future Past, the trailer for Rogue Cut came out.
Yeah.
That is out July 14th, which is the 15th anniversary of the original film.
Smart.
That's which
smart.
Makes me feel so old.
Yeah, I remember seeing that in theaters.
Yeah. Like, I feel so old. Yeah, just saying, that was 15 years ago.
I was
going to
say, I've seen a lot of things in theaters starting from the time I was 6 months old, so.
Well, it makes me
I don't
feel
know that you
old.
Remember the ones when you were 6 months, though. I'm going to go
I
out
do remember
on a limb.
Watching Terminator in, Total Recall in the theaters, and my mom having to cover my eyes during the three-boobed woman part.
That's awesome.
I think it's interesting because it makes me feel old as 15 years, but makes it feel really fast that we've accomplished so much in superhero film in 15 years.
Oh, my God.
Because,
thank
X-Men
God.
Was such a bold, no one trusted. In it. Yeah. Do you remember the old posters for X-Men? They were just really cartoonish. They were what is this? And then they got darker as they developed what the movie was. And now, because of X-Men only 15 years ago, we've developed an entire sub-empire of it's a new genre of filmmaking because of something that Brian
and it's
built.
A billion-dollar franchise.
It is the standard action film now.
Yeah.
And that was only 15 years ago. That's insane.
In 15 years, it's that's evolution. Coy?
Is it? Will life find
E
a way?
Is for evolution, and life will find a way.
Yeah.
Using the time stone. Colt Baudo. Sorry if I'm saying your Baudo. Am I saying it wrong?
No, I'm just
he's Cajun. He's Sophie Turner shooting arrows with Bryan Singer. What was that about, by the way?
Is she Katniss? I'm like...
Yeah, I was like, why does Jean Grey need to shoot arrows? Like that actually confused
arrows.
Me. Colt, I don't know why they're doing that.
Yeah. Mind arrows, Matt. Mind arrows.
Well, no, she can shoot mind arrows.
That's
why
what I'm saying.
She
I don't know why
training
she...
montage. Just because.
Yeah. Gotta have a montage.
First class montage.
Yeah.
Matt Cook would go nuts over that. He hates montages.
By the way, can we say real quick, congratulations.
Yes! Please let us. Our old co-host, our first host, got... No, Coy, you've been great.
The point.
You've been great. No, but he used to sit right there. And that's why we have the Spider-Man ring there, because we celebrated with cupcakes, Spider-Man cupcakes with him. But he got booked as a series regular on TBS's show Clipped.
So and it
premiered this Tuesday. Yeah.
So congratulations.
He's on billboards. He's killing it. Super happy for him.
He's also paid now 20, 40 grand. The week.
So much for that dog walking business.
Yeah, right? He moved on up.
Can you sponsor us, Matt?
Yeah, please. I like ramen.
So the future past Rogue Cut, it comes out on the 14th, And there's, I think, 18 minutes of new
footage.
Yeah,
it's a substantial amount.
And I think Bryan Singer has gone on the record saying, like, look, it's not just cut scenes. Like, it changes the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting to buy the Blu-ray for that cut. Yeah. I mean, I saw it in theaters, so now I've been holding out. I'm really curious.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
So, do you know anything about it? Have you seen anything with
it? No, I haven't. I mean, I put it up on the side, but I'm interested in seeing what it is that they cut out and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a good, it'll probably be a good rental for the weekend.
Yeah. I loved his suit in that Wolverine suit so much because they had the yellow like accents and everything else. I hope we're actually going to see more of that in the future.
Yeah.
While you're talking about this movie.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
When we did our anatomy of a movie on Popcorn Talk for Days of Future Past, we had special guest John Ottman, who, if you know who John Ottman is, he edited all the movies and also composed the music for all the movies simultaneously.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And he says that 1 month out from release, that's when they told him they're cutting Rogue out of all the entire movie.
Wow.
So he re-edited the entire thing where Rogue was actually in 60% of the movie. So it should be a very interesting change see it.
Wow.
But go back and watch that and then watch the Rogue cut. Yeah. And it should be pretty cool.
Cool. That's really cool. Yeah. Thank you, Steven. Steven in the booth as the voice of God. would he be a celestial? Would he be Ego the Living Planet?
Got a lot
I mean, that almost sounds like an insult, actually. Like,
yeah.
Hey, what's up, you living planet?
Ego.
So you're not Ego, Steven.
We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Gambit news. We've got Rupert Wyatt named the director of Gambit. And that came out this week.
He did
the only one I know of is the Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I think he's done a couple others. That's
Which
the only one that
incredible.
I remember.
That's such a great
That
thing.
Movie was surprisingly good.
Yeah. He did Kristen Stewart too, right? No. I couldn't help myself.
See that snow director?
Yes.
Yeah, naughty boy.
Yeah.
She likes girls. I guess it wasn't a good thing. Didn't work out. Nobody. That's like a new thing. I'm really excited for that. Like came out this week. In Hollywood gossip, Kristen Stewart's dating a girl. And
Oh really?
Turned from Pattinson to ladies.
So he probably messed her up.
She's
done.
That's it.
She's done with the guys. That's fine.
After seven dwarfs, she went to ladies.
Well, sometimes it's just so bad.
Wow.
I know. Everyone's like, I know. That's okay. When I was 16, my first boyfriend left me for a guy.
Oh.
So I was I actually lived with that for 4 years. I'm like, I'm terrible. And I was like, oh no.
Oh no!
But I still really like Kristen Stewart for I think a Marvel film because she's so underrated as an actress.
And
she would bring so much she'd bring such a different market to the film that we don't get now. Like Kristen Stewart's really really strong, but doesn't get to show it because people only see Twilight. She's good in everything else.
Yeah.
So I think she'd be a really interesting choice to bring to Marvel because she'd bring an entire new young girl market that we haven't really.
Yeah.
Well, and her first movie Into the Wild, right?
It was one of her first. She was in Panic Room at 9.
Oh yeah, Into the Wild was great. She was great in that movie.
Yeah, she's consistently good.
Yeah.
So.
She's
in Max's movie Mr. Right coming out soon.
Ooh.
No, not Mr. Right, sorry.
American Ultra,
which looks incredible.
Yeah.
And she's in See Kristen Stewart movies.
We just can't.
Endless plug.
I thought you said Seacrest.
Me too.
And
I'm like, Seacrest out? What?
I'm just saying, I'd like
her for something.
Movies. Sometimes Koi gets really excited and he talks like
I forget the space
a micro
bar
machine.
In my sentences.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It's all right. Rupert Wyatt is doing. I'm excited to see what his take is going to be because, he did the very believable, very visceral sorts of action sequences in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So I'm excited to see what he does with Gambit because Gambit doesn't feel like he warrants that sort of aesthetic or that sort of take. So I'm interested to see what he ends up doing with that.
Well, they keep bragging about how it's not an origin story, which I think is really interesting.
Which
or,
is great.
Skirting the idea of origin story, and he keeps saying how different of a character
it's a different
is,
kind of character.
It's not about
yeah.
saving the world, and all of that is exactly what you want to hear as a Gambit fan.
Yeah,
I'm hearing great things about the script too.
Really?
Mentioned online, five or so people. I saw that on a tweet somewhere, and I heard internally as well. Oh, you want to read it? It's not yet.
Not yet.
Eventually.
Can I just ask, how are you when you come to a fan of these properties that you want to get the story out and scoop it, but are there times that you're just I'm not ready yet. I want to enjoy this.
For a while, it was bothering me.
Yeah.
I would scoop the crap out of a movie and then I'd go theater and see all the anticipation, but I draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't do real hard spoilers I see dead people or hard spoiler that changes the plot and everything about the movie. There's a lot that I sit on, because I do get, if I show, look, this one and this one's going to be in the movie, sure, but if I tell you the details, it's a fine line I walk every day.
Yeah, it's a strong responsibility.
No, absolutely, but the interesting thing is most millennials love spoilers.
It's
we
really
do.
Weird
we
how
really
it's changed.
Do.
they love. Mm-hmm. Spoiler, they want to know it all.
Yeah.
You know, so like the biggest story I published in the site's history so far is the Batman vs. Superman spoiler about Aquaman mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the Flash. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You
really
do.
I fall into that because, like, mm-hmm. if I'm watching something new that's already aired, I'll go read about it because mm-hmm. to me it's like about the journey. But also yeah. with this job, I have to know things that I don't always get the mm-hmm. chance to finish watching. So, right. but yeah, I find it just your position is just so it's tough.
No, it is. It's tough. Like if a project's canceled altogether, mm-hmm. like let's say Justice League, or some people yeah. still want to know about Justice League Mortal all these years later, hence yeah. why a documentary is being yeah. made on it. Whatever happened, and that script finally came into the ether. I haven't read it yet, mm-hmm. but
yeah, I've been waiting to read it personally because George yeah. Miller, like I'm like really intrigued, but
yeah.
that much
yeah,
but
he got like Maxwell like, Lord, Superman,
yeah, and the bat suit's insane,
yeah,
like hydraulics, like it's
no. wait really?
Oh yeah, the bat suit oh, they built so for George cool. Miller's Army Hammer was talking about it in an interview, and he was saying that like what they did to the bat suit would have been like unlike anything else we'd ever seen in any superhero movie, and they mechanized it in a way because George Miller, I mean,
George Miller. Yeah.
So they were saying that everything was that kind of like gonzo, full bore madness, and they would push the limit every time someone else would come on set, and then like they'd assume they'd shut him down, but then they'd push it slightly more, and then it got to the point where they were just like gung ho for it being insane, and then they ran out of money and they shut it down. Oh, it was like a month after the shooting.
Oh, but to God. Answer to another yeah. answer to your question, all the studios don't care about scooping,
yeah.
but they all unanimously, and they told me to my mm-hmm. face, each of them, that they hate spoilers. You know, that's
really?
The thing. That's the thing yeah. that irks them the most. So if I want to like mm-hmm. dig a dagger or something, or like,
yeah.
or my Kryptonian spear, I know exactly how to do it.
Where did you poke and how?
Yeah, I poke yeah. him with the Kryptonian so, spear. But that's the like Marvel. Yeah, mm-hmm. they've told me, and the publicity's told me, and I understand.
Yeah,
I could literally spoil every beat of every Marvel movie for the next 5 years, but you know, you got to weigh the risk versus the reward and
yeah.
stuff. You know?
Yeah.
So it depends on like mm-hmm. certain movies, like. Ant-Man, for example, mm-hmm. I read Edgar Draft's version and the version that made him walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then knowing intimately how the development process works, I was like, you know, it wouldn't be fair to Mr. Reed and mm-hmm. the other writers yeah. and directors who've come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I had to make an editorial, much to the, I could have been living off Ant-Man traffic for the longest, but
yeah.
I decided, you know what, I'm going to step back, let them do their thing. There's enough negativity or drama around the movie. And so far, so good. And now, the irony is that they mostly went back to what he did originally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah huh. So I'm hearing good things yeah. about that one, though. I'm excited to see that one.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Like yeah. every single trailer that comes out, I'm like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. just be out. Be out.
Yeah.
Man, we got, what, two more Marvel movies left? We got Ant-Man and then Fantastic Four, and that's it for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
yeah.
We take a break, and then it's like an onslaught of eight to nine movies next year.
Yes. Next year's insane.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, next year's going to be crazy. It's going to be a good
it's
year
It's like every
for
other
you.
Month of just being like, stimuli, like yeah.
yes.
stimuli.
Deadpool,
I'm so excited.
BVS.
Deadpool's
Civil
early
War.
Too. Deadpool's
yeah.
soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the first
yeah.
ones out the gate.
I'm
February,
hoping we
I
get
think.
A Valentine's Day release for Deadpool. That's what
I
personally
love
want.
Wow,
that's what
that's
I want.
That's my love story. Me and
yeah.
Deadpool.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot
babe,
of marriage
yeah.
proposals in Fanboy Nation.
Exactly.
real quick, I just want to mm-hmm. give a shout out to the next 42 of everything he says. His birthday was yesterday,
oh.
and he's 15.
Happy birthday.
15th.
You're the same age as the Peter Parker that they're trying to find. So
child labor laws with you are rough, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next 42 of everything, you could be Peter Parker.
Yep.
So you're our Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. For the day, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Spider-Man you're, for the day.
No.
Oh, forever?
For the month. It's,
oh, for the month. Okay.
It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah, birthday
like
month.
June. It's his it's
perfect.
June.
Happy
yeah.
birthday month.
Also, Channing mm-hmm. Tatum says that Gambit will not... absolutely not be an X-Men Apocalypse.
Do we believe him?
I don't see any reason why not.
I personally don't believe actors.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Because they have every right to say they're not going to be in something, so it's a surprise. I love surprises.
You know how many times they've been approached on red carpets mm-hmm. and boldly lied? Like, the most famous one was when I said Talia al Ghul is going to be in the last Dark Knight movie.
Yeah.
And she lied to, I think, Josh Horowitz of MTV, right to his face. Is it true you're playing Talia? No, I'm not playing Talia. I'm not Ra's al Ghul's daughter. Like, on camera, on the red carpet.
My God.
Benedict Cumberbatch. There's so many liars out there. I would take what this one says with a grain of salt because it's really not his decision anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if Giannopoulos, the Fox, you mind doing this cameo up in Vancouver for us for this movie called X-Men Apocalypse? I think it would tie in and bridge your movie quite well.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a great way to, like, pull him into the universe
like
and everything else.
Yeah. I wouldn't be upset. I'd be like, thank
no,
you for lying.
Because
now I'm happy. Like, I'd rather be, because he's one of the horsemen. It makes sense. You'd bring him in. It makes more sense to have him lie
yeah.
than have it not
happen.
Well,
because obviously he's a bad guy, so.
In my experience, if he's lying or he's going on the record, no, not going to be in it, then the opposite is true. Yeah. That's been my experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I take what he said today with a grain of salt. We just put up on such, I don't know about that.
I find actors are really bad liars, apparently.
Like Wolverine is the one that I'm most excited for. Hopefully they see him in Apocalypse and then in his movie, and then he goes off on his own.
Then he goes off.
Yeah.
And then he becomes old man Logan.
He becomes old man Logan every time.
Yep.
Rumor.
Oh, yeah, rumor.
We'll give you guys a free scoop here. Rumor is that the third and final Wolverine movie is going to be based on Old Man Logan.
I would love that.
Look, I just dropped a scoop on the air.
There it is.
500 people.
Excuse me.
That's
so
a rumor,
happy.
Not confirmed.
Yeah, rumor, but still, that's amazing, guys. Yeah.
Oh, God. And it's, that comic is good.
Yeah.
That comic is good.
And it just came back. It's your orb.
It's one of the best offshoots of the Secret War stuff that's going on.
They only put Bendis on their gold.
Oh, yeah, like when you see Bendis, you're like, oh, well, that's one of Marvel's big ones.
Bendis hates me, man.
Oh, does he really?
Oh, yeah.
What's the story there?
He would be the biggest troll online. Like a year or so ago, when I would report on his stuff, or when he had his show Powers before it ended up at PlayStation, he took it personally. Ooh, boy, he's fire and brimstone. And from what I've heard internally, like when they talk about me internally at the creative committee, ooh, he's the most ruthless.
Interesting.
Like, it's personal.
It's very personal. I want to go to Comic-Con and like, hey, how you doing? It's me. Let's talk.
Let's hash this out.
Let's act this out. Yeah.
there's no hate here. There's nothing but love and respect.
Come on, BMB.
I think it's a smart move, like, if they go that way.
Yeah. What am I missing on the live chat?
People keep thinking I'm fapping under the table.
You just announced Old Man Logan rumor, and everyone's like, is he fapping?
That was me. I'm sorry. I got really excited about that.
Yeah, no. Old Man Logan, dude. That's the rumor.
I'm still looking into it. But
Mad Max did well. It all makes sense. Like, Mad Max doing well. You've got the dystopian stuff. You've got him getting older. You've got the comic being a new forefront of Marvel. It makes sense. That's amazing.
It makes sense. It makes sense. And it could be like an alternate universe sort of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like post-apocalypse, like they could take that whole
if that's going to be Jackman's last movie as Wolverine, that's honestly the best way you can.
Oh, absolutely! Yeah. And they've done a really good job keeping those movies separate, but part of the universe. Yeah. They've done a really good. Like it feels like a Wolverine title.
His cameo in the X-Men film was still one of my favorite.
The one F-word in the PG-13.
Yeah. Strong. Yeah, that was good.
That's a great one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, moving over to Fantastic Four news, it's a big one. There's a new Denny's menu.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at that. Food's on fire.
No, well, so here's what you've got. You've got the Human Torch skillet.
Nice.
You've got the Thing Burger. You've got the Fantastic Four cheese omelet. And you've got, this is like the stupidest one
to
me.
Does that have bananas on it?
The Invisible Woman Slam.
But does that have bananas on it? Like, that legitimately looks like it has bananas on it.
I think it does. It's the Invisible Woman Slam. It's like their Grand Slam breakfast, but it's the Invisible Woman's, like, she sanctioned it, I guess.
Slam!
And it sounds like, kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, abusive? Like, the Invisible Woman Slam? Like,
she's not Janet abuse. Van Dyne, okay?
Oh, my God.
That's awful. Love the four cheese omelet because of how shameless that is.
And like apparently, I guess like that's Fantastic Four and Mr. Fantastic because he doesn't have his own.
But they gave Invisible Slam an option.
No, I know.
Oh,
guys.
Maybe
that's,
you know what? That should be our question of the week for this week is what is Mr. Fantastic's Denny's menu item? Like if we've got these three and the Fantastic Four cheese omelet, that doesn't count. The Fantastic Four. So Reed Richards doesn't have his own. So what is it?
I have a question.
Yes, Meredith.
So does this mean that their target audience is 65 plus?
We just lost our Denny sponsor we never had.
Oh, man.
That's like Jon Stewart with Arby's. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. We don't have to answer that.
All of mine are perverse. I'm just thinking extra long sausage. Like, I'm just thinking, like, none of it's pleasant in my mind. There it is. I had to get one today.
Oh, my God. I love some of these comments. Food will be better than the movie from Jay.
Oh, Jay's so...
New Shawarma Avengers is out. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Get out Denny's.
Stretchy waffles.
Stretchy waffles.
Thank you,
Cole. Mr. Fantastic mozzarella cheese sticks.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Well done, Mike O's And Air Finch says burn. I don't know why. Burn!
Thanks, guy.
I think he wants us to burn. Like, I think he's mad at us for some reason.
Or I hope they burn all the food the Human Torch is associated with.
Yeah.
Everything's just made Denny style.
So that's it for the news, unless like you've got anything you want to throw out. Like, I mean, you've already given us the old man Logan.
Rumor.
But if you want to be on Santa Claus on the air today, this is a chance to be it, man.
Let me think.
Let's see what 400.
I had something too, but that old man. Because when you go through so much, so sometimes I need to trigger. Oh, but this is what I heard on that.
Yeah. Well, we always talk to our Merry Marvelites as much as we can at the end of our show. We've got about 15 minutes to do that now. Coy, do you have any iTunes reviews?
I do, yeah, absolutely.
And you've got some shout-outs, I think, right?
I do. I even put some in the thing.
So we always, like, talk to our people who give us, like, 5-star reviews, and, like, we mention them on the air, and we talk to, like,
cool.
If people ask for shout-outs, we do our best to give them a shout-out and everything. So we... Because we love our fans.
It's cool that we get the opportunity to do this.
The best is that, like, they've actually made me get better at Twitter. At the tweeting.
So I'm going to give a shout out to... So all the folks that leave us written reviews on the iTunes, I mispronounced your name horribly as my way of thanking you. So plus, Young Bud Plus, thank you very much from Puerto Rico. Thanks for watching out, man.
Pa'lante.
Puerto Rico.
They have their own Comic Con.
I was about to
at the last minute, but it didn't work out. I had to come here. So next year for sure, I'll go to Puerto Rico Comic Con.
That's awesome.
I'm going to give an extra special shout out to Flash Geo, who gave us a 5-star review and is one of the most vocal Twitter fans. Like Flash Geo.
Who's that?
Flash Geo.
Mm-hmm.
He's on. Yeah. You got. Nice. I mean, you're awesome. Thanks, man. Yeah. Extra special shout out. You're great on the Twitter and the iTunes now. Waylo, Mr. Belvedere, Daniels 1396, and a hole in gentleman. A hole in gentleman. I have just questions. It's spelled, that's what it says. But thank you for the 5 stars. All you guys are incredible. Thanks for shouting out to us, and keep watching.
Alan Sizzler Kistler says it's true. Matt sucks at tweeting on the live chat, and I do. I'm awful at it. I'm trying to get better. Thank you, Kistler. Get out.
Yeah, get out of the chat.
Engagement's important. That's all.
Yeah. No, you're like the king of it. Like I see you on doing it all the time. I'm so bad at it. Like I'm trying to get better.
No, because sometimes I don't know what time. There's only so much Batman, Superman, and Civil War you can break.
Yeah.
So like I do my rounds, and when I do something called Ask MIMB, which is tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Well, and what was that?
On Periscope.
Cool.
That's right. You do your Periscope Q&A every Thursday night.
Like I asked them what they want and whatnot and stuff. And like Power Rangers, that was never on my radar whatsoever, but I got so much Power Rangers requests. And
I love Power Rangers.
They do. So I broke a story or two. I got another one coming up, and it's drawn me a lot of traffic. So tonight, you know, we... Now it came to me. What's the last rumor? I had a good little Marvel rumor. Basically what happened is from what I'm hearing, but then he just got a different offer. I was hearing that Marvel wanted Kenneth Branagh back for Thor 3.
Really?
But he just got an offer to direct Murder on the Orient Express at Fox, so I'm wondering if it's going to happen or not, you know? Thinking of bringing him back into the fold.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they liked him the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the first Thor was, I loved infinitely more than the second, so... I feel
it's a rumor.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to even happen now. Now that he's got an offer, a legitimate offer. So
really, someone just said, "Is Knapsack in the room?"
Oh God, I hope not.
No.
Oh,
well,
I
want to give some shout outs. Jamie Rodriguez, thank you so much for tuning in. Also, Kevin Dean, who's been with us from the start.
Yes,
super super rad. And Tater. What's up, Tater?
Tater,
just saying hi. It was kind of a quiet week, but I also want to say Titans of Cosplay. If you guys really like some awesome cosplay photos, follow them at Titans of Cosplay on Twitter. They've been really great about giving a lot of love for the cosplay stuff, and they're huge comic book fans. So.
And I would like to say that Robert Mercado said... God bless Maria Menounos for Marvel movie news. So he tweeted this earlier
this
week.
That's so sweet.
And the lone Wolfpack 04.
Who's always so...
He's so great.
Yeah.
He said he needs us to distract him from the real world today. I don't know what's going on with you,
Lone
Pack 04,
but
I hope everything's okay.
Hope we helped for an hour, man.
I hope we helped. And I also want to point out that Alexander J. Walker, I actually have a picture of this. It's at the very bottom there. The last one with Chloe Dykstra. We were at E3 this weekend, and I photobombed
yes.
Chloe Dykstra. But it was like live. I think it was like a live Twitch stream or something like that. So I had no idea.
Well, she was out there for GameSpot. Yeah,
for GameSpot.
Them,
yeah.
So, yeah.
So Alexander Walker says that he caught. He said Matt Cook video bombing, but he corrected
well.
Himself.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give a big shout out to Alexander for capturing that picture of me.
Fantastic.
It's actually
on
one
Chloe
of my
Dykstra.
Favorite photos of you and Chloe. Ever actually,
because you can see the
she
true
looks,
hatred
she
in my
looks
eyes.
She's very concerned yeah. too.
You might be attacking her.
Yeah,
she didn't know. Like my fiance Brittany mm-hmm. and I and our friend Justin were behind her for like.
Oh, this
seven,
was like right after,
7 or 8 minutes,
this
and she had
been
no
like right
idea.
After we split
yeah. awesome.
Off, yeah. yeah.
Like we were behind her for like 7 or 8
That's
minutes,
so
and she didn't see us, and we were like just glowering the whole time.
Oh
it was really
God.
Fun.
From the thread, they want to know what we think of Pantsless the Thing. Have you guys seen that?
Oh my God,
the
that looks so
thing?
Funny.
They have a standee up in one of the theaters, and the thing has no pants.
He's got no pants. He's just got stone genitals, I guess.
And the age-old question of the Rock
yeah.
formation is very Ken-like. We come to discover. So the answer, the question from Mallrats all those years ago, has been answered.
Oh my God.
It is, in
oh
fact, an orange Rocky Ken-like presence.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, we did see that. I didn't. yes, Alan, I could look more like a stalker. Thank you very much. So we've got some fan questions from Twitter also.
Cool.
Let's see here. Emily Blue wants to know, can we do a breakdown of what side we think each character will be on in Civil War?
Oh, that's tough.
That's a tough
Which
one.
Which characters? Like
all of them. She's just all of them. I don't know that we have the time to go every
yeah,
single one, all of us, but I think War Machine... Well, actually, where does War Machine end up? Because he's on Tony's
I think
all side.
All I'm going to say is...
Should we not include you in this conversation?
No. You can.
I'm just going to throw out everything you know about the comics and don't assume they're going to base it on the comics.
I totally agree.
Right. Absolutely, yeah. Because it's like they haven't adapted any of their mm-hmm. stories literally for the movie.
Yeah.
Like Civil, I mean, like Winter Soldier is not
yeah.
verbatim.
But it
no.
was a great, it
no,
was
absolutely.
In the vein of.
It took
so.
All the right elements and put them together mm-hmm. in the perfect way. Like, that's the thing with Marvel. They realize, like, the film is a completely different medium from mm-hmm. the comic book, and that's okay.
Well,
like,
and they both have
their own story.
Yeah.
It's a separate universe, like in the comics, the 616 versus mm-hmm. 1610. It allows us a completely separate continuity.
I think this is
universe
999
yeah.
or something
yeah.
like that.
Numbers, yeah.
And I think it's going to be hard because we still don't actually know the full breakdown of Civil War. We just know it's
the new Avengers,
yeah.
a lot of them.
Yeah.
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 Scarlet Witch. What's the new one?
Vision,
yeah.
War Machine, mm-hmm. Spidey. Yeah. Captain America is going to have his hands full.
It's like a training school.
Yeah.
For all those little kids.
Well, that was rumor that Black Panther was going to kind of be the Spider-Man-esque mm-hmm. character, but
Until
now we hear more Spider-Man. And more that he's...
Nah, no. he's got a bone to pick
yeah,
with somebody.
Yeah, we hear more and more that he's a separate own
yeah.
little journey.
He's on a path to right a wrong that happened in Wakanda, and he's after Captain America's buddy.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's a completely different situation, which doesn't... Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for that movie.
I know.
We've also got... here's one. Tommy Price, second, says he's fairly new to Marvel. Could we explain the whole Thanos storyline? Who is he? What is he? Why does he hate Marvel? Or, like, I guess the heroes of Marvel. So, Thanos is a Titan from the moon Titan. Like, he's an eternal being from the moon that orbits Saturn. And he was, like... He was like anathema. He like to his society. Like he was born a freak, and everyone like didn't understand him. And then he ended up just like destroying his entire family and planet, courting death. Like he literally is in love with the Avatar
death.
Death.
Yeah.
One of my favorite storylines of him is his Infinity Quest. Did you ever read that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it came right before Infinity Gauntlet, where he was going around and collecting the stones. It's some of the best writing for a comic. It's so good. It's so deep. Highly recommend reading that. It's a little older, so the language is a little harder to get a little through. But Tommy, I would say pick up Infinity Quest. And,
yeah, it's in
then
the
pick up Infinity Gauntlet.
Pick up yourself to him.
Thanos brings a...
Yeah.
It was the
yeah.
toughest scoop I had to go after. It took me 6 months.
Really?
Yeah,
like one of the last scoops from last year, me and my partner even butted heads over it. Mm-hmm. I got sources so sick of it, I would call in the morning, hey, so what do you got for... No, we don't know who the hell Thanos is or playing. Like, when I would go meet people to get it, I'd get rejected. Like, oh, I know you. I know what you want. I'm not going to tell you. But I don't know anyway. So, Thanos was tough. And then it happened, and it was just fist pumping.
So
it wasn't me. My partner did it. But he calls me up. Are you sitting down? I was like, what's wrong? found out who Thanos is. I was like, finally, man.
You know, six-month quest.
Yeah, it was a six. I wrote an editorial about it, but decided they'd probably give Marvel a bit of an insight into how I hunt their stuff. So.
Long-term
like,
better.
Like 2,000 word, you know, like like the chase. It was our Bin Laden.
Wow.
Fanboy Bin Laden was finding out who Thanos was.
You were still Team Six in Marvel?
I would get a text message, and you're like at 3 o'clock in the morning to come to this after-hours club or a breakfast and stuff in New York City. Yeah, I mean, when you go out late in New York, we go out from like midnight to four and stuff. So I left Queens at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to Manhattan to sit down with somebody at an after hours club, and they didn't have anything for me. He's like, dude, you couldn't just text this to me.
It was a lot
of closed doors, a lot of rejection, and ultimately boom, bagged.
Yeah. I'm curious how Brolin does with Thanos long term, like as a full character, because we've only seen him in those little moments, those like little like 5 minute like
vignettes.
I'm really intrigued how he is as the big bad, like how he is as the villain, his like presence as a character.
No, they've always wanted him. He was on the set of Everest. They went to go pitch him.
Yeah,
stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Like in hindsight, I put together how they got him and stuff. So
that's interesting.
He's gonna bring it.
He's a presence, man. I worked on a movie that he was on, and he's such a powerful, like, just he walks in a room and you get it. So him as Thanos is really exciting.
Okay. Yeah.
So Jorg N, who's a big fan of ours, asked a specific question just for you.
Oh.
Wanting to know, he'd love to hear your thoughts on who they should get to direct and play Captain Marvel. Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Personal opinions.
Hate to put you on the spot.
No, that's a good thought. Yeah. Thank you for the question. Mm-hmm. I think Angelina Jolie would kill that movie.
Yeah.
She would kill it. And oh my God, after seeing Fury Road, Furiosa,
as
Captain Marvel. Yes. Yes.
I would love to see Charlize as Captain Marvel. Yes. That would be, for lack of a better term, a game changer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She would kill it.
Mm-hmm.
And Marvel is a heat seeking missile. If you got some heat in the movie, they're going to come after you. She's got a lot of heat off that movie, regardless of the box office performance, but she was awesome in it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she's on their radar. I mean, their MO, there's, you know, star efforts, you know, so. They'll always try to get a name. But it could be somebody totally random. But I would love to see Angelina directing her.
Yeah. That'd be incredible.
That'd be
amazing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh. Anyone could put it together, it'd be Feige. So it's like, when I heard it, like, where there's smoke, there's fire. So that he's got two big personalities, two, not major egos, but, you know.
Personalities,
major,
yeah.
Presence, the both of them.
And I like Jolie's vision as a director. Like, I
She could crush. I love her camera movement, her shot selection, her direction. And she's also an actor, so she would bring levity to this role. I know they want her. I just hope they could get her. They could afford her.
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
I guess that's our time to leave. Well, question of the month, by the way, goes to, let me pull that up real quick. Goes to,
we're just getting the music played now. Yeah. When they want us to leave, they just play the music.
It goes to, I've got it here, Ken Craven X Gibbs. It doesn't matter because he always trades his lunches with Harry Osborn because Harry loves Aunt May's cooking better than his butler's. Peter is a true friend. Congratulations. Send us a Facebook message and we'll get back. We'll coordinate with you. I'll tell you what that question was later, Elma Ambi. We've got to get going. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us, Elma Ambi. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Umberto, where can we find you? Give us all the news. Tell us where to send all our fans.
HeroicHollywood.com and on all the social media platforms, luckily, at Heroic Hollywood. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
Snapchat. I look at the Instagram.
Instagram too.
Yeah.
So I was lucky when I registered all the mains that I got them all unanimously.
That's fantastic.
Because there's always one or two that you don't get, like, you know, Heroic Hollywood 1 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I got lucky, very lucky. So I'm very active socially and stuff. So you can find me there. And also on my personal Twitter at El Mayimbe. If you want to add me on Facebook, you can add me facebook.com/ Umberto Gonzalez.
So, nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Koi, you have anything you need to say?
I once again hunt down the real me on Twitter, not the two fake me's. They're still out there. I haven't gotten rid of them yet. Real Koi Jandro is CoyJandreau, not any other spelling. And let's try to get them shut down if we can.
Aww.
And I also, I mean, it's been a while. It's been November. And I also want to thank the Horror Hotel in Ohio. I won a Best Supporting Actor award this week. And I, it's really cool.
Yeah. Congratulations.
It was really, yeah. So I just found out that I won an award there. Yeah. So yeah. Thanks, awesome. Guys, for That's nominating awesome. And cool. Giving me that. So I appreciate
Congratulations.
It.
Congratulations, Mary.
You can find me physically. Come hang out with me in Vegas this weekend at Amazing Comic Con Las Vegas. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the South Point Hotel. Also, if you want to see some of my writing stylings, I'm now working for geek.com.
Nice.
I've been covering E3 for them all week, and there's going to be a lot more going on. Find me there. And of course, find me on all the social media at mplaco.
Yeah. I will be at Sacramento Wizard World this weekend at the Sacramento Convention Center. I'm leaving right after this show.
Yes, in here. I'm going to Vegas right after here.
So if you happen to be in Sacramento, come on down. Mm-hmm. If you want to come to the show, let me know. Mm-hmm. We do want to thank our special prize sponsor, Wizard World Conventions. They've got Sacramento this weekend, and they've got Richmond July 31st through August 1st and 2nd, and Chicago August 20th through 23rd. What are you guys giggling at?
All right. We're children.
Please don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Marvel Movie News. Rate us, leave us a comment, or on YouTube through the Popcorn Talk Network. Comment, thumbs us up. It keeps us coming back to you guys. It's very important. Find us on Facebook / Marvel News Show. Like us. You can also find us on Twitter @ Marvel News PTN. Oh, that's our show. I'm Matt Key @ The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco @ M Placco.
And we want to thank Siku Machiavelli for giving out the shout out for the Washington Post article before I sign off.
Yeah. That was a great article. That was a really good article.
Wow,
yeah.
Washington Post, man. I'm like, okay, this was chill. They reached out and interviewed somebody.
That's so cool. Good man. I'm going to get a shout out sign off. And I'm Koi Jandro @ Koi Jandro.
And El Mayambi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Umberto, come back anytime.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.